We're going to talk a bit of Spanish football now. A new book, Once Upon a Time in La Liga, Spanish Football's Forgotten Tales. Brendan Madden is the author, and he's joined us in the studio. Hi, Brendan.
How you doing?
Thanks. Good. For thanks. Pleasure. So this, I mean, interesting sort of book. It's a sort of compendium of, sort of quite a lot of stories from the world of Spanish football that a lot of people wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly that. So as the title, Once Upon a Time in La Liga, suggests, yeah, it's a collection of stories. There's 18 stories in total, and actually, the way I've structured it, you can sort of read it in any order you want. You could jump in if one takes your fancy. Someone texted me the other day and said, actually, they're reading it backwards. They like the story about Cardiff Carnival at the end, and they sort of decided to go backwards. But yeah, it's as you know, Spanish football gives us a lot of these stories. And, but this is an attempt to go beyond, you know, we all know sort of Messi and the napkin story, side of the, Figo going to Real Madrid. But this is trying to find a few stories, you know, a few hidden gems beyond that. And obviously you guys know Spanish football, Spanish history in the last 50 years has been quite a change. So anytime we go back, you find these little threads that...
Well, these stories, I mean, some are kind of quite light-hearted, but some are serious around the sort of Franco regime and the difficulties around that and the way...
You know. So we kick off the first chapter of the book is a story about two guys who actually protested against the last time the Franco regime used the death penalty. It's actually 50 years coming up, the anniversary of this game, and also the anniversary of Franco's death coming up 50 years. So the other repercussions of that for them. Yeah, there's other stories in there, like there's a Celta Vigo director who sort of led a group of mothers in a sort of fight against the Galician drug cartels, and she won, essentially. No one else wanted to take them on apart from her. So
yes,
stuff like that. Yeah.
Also, the man that gave us the phrase tiki-taka, you talk about.
Yeah, well, don't you? He's an incredible character. So, yeah, basically, it's a phrase that made it all its way from the commentary booths of Spain to the Oxford English Dictionary now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people hate the phrase. It's become, you know, something that people use to pejoratively now. But the story behind the guy, the commentator, Andres Montes, is unbelievable. He was essentially brought up by a woman who answered a... advert in the newspaper.
Wow.
Sort of abandoned by his mother, was like a famous pianist who went back to Cuba.
Blimey.
Dad sort of disappeared at an early age, and he sort of built his way through basketball, would you believe, and then sort of ended up being sort of the main football commentator. And he had this sort of way of commentating that a lot of people didn't like, but a lot of people in basketball was amazing. In football world, it sort of clashed with some of the sort of orthodoxies, but a lot of nicknames and a lot of phrases, and tiki-taka was one of them.
Oh, okay. It used to be irritating, tiki-taka. Yeah. Xavi to Iniesta, Iniesta to biscuits back to Xavi.
Yeah, he had nicknames for all those guys as well.
Yeah.
Drove you mad. I mean, obviously they were brilliant, but on the other hand, it was a bit dull.
There's a Johan Cruyff story in there as well.
Yeah, probably the weirdest 10 games of Johan Cruyff's story career. He came back from America and ended up playing for Levante in the second division for 10 games, and all sorts of things sort of went on there with you know, ticket arrangements and not clicking with his teammates. And yeah, that sort of ended in ignominy. But it's quite an interesting one because he doesn't barely acknowledge it happened. But Levante have kind of left with this legacy of having one of the world's best, most famous ever players having played for him.
Yeah.
What's your connection to Spanish football? How have you got so interested in it and writing about it?
Yeah, kind of a bit weird because I started off in the sort of analytics sort of betting industry, and in that industry they're always looking for someone daft enough to stay in the office till 10, 11 o'clock on a Saturday or Sunday night.
Oh, I see, okay.
And that person ended up being me. So I sort of did that for sort of best part of 20 years. Really got into it. I was listening to a lot of Spanish radio, Spanish TV, and learned the language. And then when it came to sort of leave that world, I thought I'd dip my toe into a bit of writing, and amazingly it's come to this.
Oh, that's
wow. Yeah.
And do you follow a Spanish team? Is there somebody you support?
No, I wouldn't say specifically. Probably got a soft spot for the Basque teams. I was in Bilbao a few weeks ago and took in an athletic game, kind of like the Real Sociedad as well. But no, sort of anyone really.
You've got a pal who's got involvement with Villarreal, and you were among the very small amount of Villarreal fans in their bit of the Tottenham Stadium last night.
Yeah, it's quite funny. A mate of mine is a friend of the reserve goalkeeper at Villarreal. So he got his ticket to the Villarreal in last night. And as you saw, it was a small pocket of us. But he obviously desperate for his cousin to get in the team. And
yeah.
What happened after 4 minutes with
one
of the most bizarre own goals we've ever seen.
No.
So everyone in our section had their hands on their heads, and he's sort of punching the Everton.
Well, we're just going to come back to Brendan in a moment, because the men's 1500-metre final has ended It was a pretty dramatic finish. Michael Waidop was watching for TalkSport, and Jake Whiteman pipped at the line, Michael.
Yeah, a medal, the first medal of these championships for Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It's a silver medal for Jake Whiteman in a time of 3:34.12. Nada of Portugal wins the race. 3:34.10 was his winning time. Chariot of Kenya winning the bronze medal, 3:34.25. So Jake Whiteman winning a silver. You'll remember he won gold in Oregon in 2022. That was the delayed World Championships. It was not good, though, for Josh Kerr. With about 600 metres to go, Josh Kerr seemingly picked up some kind of injury and went backwards. He hobbled on to finish the race, and he did complete it in a time of 3:35.74. Neil Gawley just ahead of him, the other Scot in the race, 3:35.56. But the good news is, from Tokyo, the first medal for Great Britain and Northern Ireland, it's a silver medal, and Jake Whiteman has won it in the men's 1500 metres.
Thank you, Michael. I think putting a sheen on it, because Whiteman was in the lead and just caught at the line. Yeah. I mean, he probably would have felt gold was in his hand.
Can't believe he's won it, the fella, has he?
No. Yeah, shame about Josh Kerwin. Saw him there limping. He has clearly done his hamstring or his calf. Caught on the line there. But look, it's a medal. It's the first medal at the Games for Team GB. So good news. How are you seeing the Spanish challenge, Brendan, this year in the Champions League? We saw Real Madrid got a result despite Carvajal getting sent off last night. Barca are going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting week actually with the Spanish and English teams, four of them playing each other. Real Madrid obviously always seem to survive in the Champions League by whatever means. Barcelona probably be strongest this year. Actually, an interesting game this week, I think, from the perspective of the book, is sort of a bit of a rematch between Liverpool and Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
And you guys remember Michael Robinson, weren't you?
Sure, yeah.
And there's a chapter in the book where I talk about, you know, how massive he became. And we all remember him from, you know.
I loved the show.
Yeah, it was,
incredible.
The Swiss.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And but just how, always find it hard to talk to people about how massive he was over there.
He was the kind of Gary Lineker of, he's no longer with us, sadly, is he?
Yeah, and well, actually, this was his last game. So do you remember that? The comeback for that weird game just before COVID where Atletico mounted the comeback at Anfield in extra time, that actually ended up being the last game Michael went to. And a few weeks later he sadly died. So there's a chapter on him in the book, and actually there's some lovely sort of footage of him that I reference in the book where he's listening to You'll Never Walk Alone just before kickoff. And his co-commentator for years, Carlos Martinez, is there. And you could just see Carlos looking at him quite wistful, you know, misty-eyed, knowing that this might be the last time sort of Michael hears that anthem that he was so attached to. So, certainly tonight with people listening in Spain, and that song, You'll Never Walk Alone,
they'll think of him.
There'll be a lot of people in Spain thinking of Michael tonight.
Excellent. Lovely to see you. Thank you very much for coming in.
No, thanks, guys.
Brendan Madden's book, it's called Once Upon a Time in La Liga, Spanish Football's Forgotten Tales. It's published by Pitch, and it's out now. Good to see you. Thank you.